I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. 10 years ago today, a Russian rocket transported the first module of the International Space Station into the Earth's orbit. That module, called Dawn, was soon joined by an American module called Unity. Since then, some 16 nations have taken part in the construction of the International Space Station. Critics say that the structure just doesn't justify its time and cost, but supporters argue that it has provided vital experience for future missions to the moon and beyond. The World's Clark Boyd reports.
First, some facts. In its decade of service, astronauts representing some 15 countries have visited the ISS. It's the largest man-made structure ever put into orbit. To date, the costs are running at more than $100 billion. And, of course, it's not finished yet.
To be perfectly blunt, it's not made any major scientific discoveries that we couldn't have done a damn sight cheaper or certainly on Earth, perhaps.
That's science writer Chris Riley. He's actually a big supporter of the ISS.
The point of the space station, at least for me, is that like any big human endeavor, it's like a fantastic building or a magnificent garden or a symphony or a piece of art. It's just a marvelous thing that's been achieved by humankind.
For NASA, though, completing the ISS will be more than just symbolic. Josh Byerly is a NASA spokesman. He says the ISS is a stepping stone.
The space station has truly taught us how to live and work and build things in low Earth orbit, which is, you know, we'll take those lessons on to the moon and on to Mars later on.
And he says the ISS has also taught NASA that those future missions won't happen unless it partners with others.
Going to Mars is going to be something that a lot of different countries are going to have to be involved in, just because of not just the budget implications, but just the sheer technological requirements they're going to have to come about due to a trip like that.
But is a manned mission like that even worth it? Martin Rees doesn't think so, at least for now. Rees is the president of the Royal Society, which is Britain's National Academy of Science.
As robotics and miniaturization advance, the practical case for sending people into space gets weaker and weaker, and a great deal can be done in exploring the universe and studying the Earth from space, as well as in other practical applications of space. And it's much, much cheaper to do unmanned projects than to send people.
But NASA doesn't want to limit itself to unmanned missions. And the International Space Station, officials say, has been a testing ground for figuring out how humans will survive long-duration missions, both physically and mentally.
Welcome to the Virtual Space Station, where you can access training and resources to help deal with the stresses of long-duration space flights.
The Virtual Space Station is an interactive multimedia computer program that uses the real ISS as a model. Jim Cartren of Harvard Medical School is involved in the NASA-funded project. He says that more than a dozen ISS astronauts were interviewed as the software was developed.
You can imagine two or three people living together in a very isolated, confined environment for 6 months, sometimes more. You can run into all kinds of stressful problems.
The idea is that astronauts will one day be able to use the software to help them with mental health issues while in space. Cartren hopes to one day use the real International Space Station as the proving ground for the virtual space station software, another way that the ISS may help prepare humans for deep space missions. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.
You can find out more about the Virtual Space Station at theworld.org.